In life, there are two options where we have the power to dictate our life, whether we want it to be bitter or we want it to be better. Hello everyone, welcome to my show. This is BNB, Better Not Bitter. And still, this is Edu, E for English, D for David, U for Universe, your friend, hoping that somehow I am giving you meaning, inspiration, and purpose in life. Today is December 11, 2020, and yesterday was my birthday. Supposedly, I should have done this podcasting last night, but since the schedule was so hectic, me and my friends went out to have dinner together, and I'm thankful to have some friends like this because when the world feels like, you know, troublesome, you can always have them to talk about life and be crazy as well. I do hope that you have this kind of friends as well, wherein you can vent out all your sentiments, vent out all your doubts about yourself, and talk about issues in your life that you find it hard talking with your parents or other better half, something like that. And so yeah, for today I am going to talk about the power of forgiveness, specifically in my life. But then before I proceed, I really need to say this disclaimer that I am not a graduate of any psychological courses. I don't have any professional learning regarding on how to give legal advices in terms of things like this one, but the only thing that would allow me or would qualify me to do this thing, to do this passion of mine, is my experience. So yeah, since yesterday is my birthday, I was thinking all day long of releasing a new segment or episode of my podcast, and definitely I would love to talk about forgiveness because all these years I've been learning about a lot of things, a lot of you know, hurtful I'm sorry. It's been so long, so it feels like this thing is new to me again. What I'm trying to say is that there are these things that I've learned wherein it hurts me because, as the quotation says, truths hurt, and that's true. I could not agree more to that. So yeah, let's talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness is something that given from inward, voluntarily, without any condition. Forgiveness, we do these things. We give this thing towards those people whom we view who've wronged us, who've done something terrible or something like that. Forgiveness is the thought of forgetting all the bitterness, the anger, the hunger for vengeance, because we know that vengeance is not ours, it is God's. So yeah, in forgiveness, we don't just forgive people because of we feel like to. We forgive people because it's in it to us, it's natural to us, it's like who we are. I hope that you can bear with me with this very short podcast of mine. I think it's going to last for about 10 minutes only, since I am in the middle of the work and I can't concentrate on my work without getting into podcast, because I really think and I really, you know, that it's calling me, that I really have to do this. Maybe someone out there is having struggle on how to forgive, whether forgive someone else or forgive themselves, and I'm hoping that through this episode, I'm helping you. Whoever you are, wherever you are, lo and behold, be it known unto you that someone like me, someone out there, has the same experience that you're going through. I mean, we have the same experience. We can definitely understand you. And so here I am now. I'm trying to discuss this thing so that somehow you're getting a little help. All right, let's continue. Regarding my experience, I remember that when I was in my first year here in my current employment, I have had a lot of bad breaks, and Yeah, true enough. I've seen those bad breaks as really bad breaks. I did not take them for an opportunity to grow. You know, Joel Austin said that setbacks are just an opportunity for you to grow. But although I know those things, I know how it goes, but it's hard to apply because forgiveness is something natural. And if it's not in it to you, you can definitely give it right away. It takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of process, it takes a lot of convictions, it takes a lot of overviewing the thing on how to do the stuff. But for me, I've learned it over the flow of the time. Well, you know, time passed swiftly, whether you want it or not. Time is going to teach you a hard lesson. And true enough, you know what? I learned it the hard way. There was this kind of coworker of mine, and I'm having trouble working with this person. It feels like, I don't know, I'm having a hard time to mingle, something like that. But I realized, as long as I hold on to the anger or the hatred that I have toward that person, the more burden I experience in my life. I mean, can you imagine? You're not mad at yourself, but because of what you're doing, because of the unforgiving attitude that you have, you're hurting yourself. And unknowingly, I am trying to destroy myself because I am becoming the person that I do not want. I hope you get my point. Like, I really don't want this person. I don't want this specific attitude, but somehow it's happening to me now. That's because of my bad attitude, which is being unforgiving. And so since yesterday was my birthday, I prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, this is my birthday, my 25th birthday. 25th, yet fresh like 18. Haha. Just kidding. Anyway, I prayed to the Lord. I've laid out all my, you know, thoughts, telling that I want to forgive these people, whether those people who've wronged me since yesteryears. All I wanted to say at that time, last night, on my prayer, is that I wanted to forgive these people because I know for myself that I need forgiveness as well. Who doesn't need forgiveness? I believe everyone needs forgiveness. For without forgiveness, the world will be in chaos. Everyone will be turning their backs against their close friends. You know, like hurting each other, not being good, not being kind. And I don't want to imagine that kind of world. I want to see the world as a better place, not only for me, but for everyone to live in. And so I must start the change within myself. That's according to Mahatma Gandhi. If you want to change the world, start with yourself. Last night, it was not very like a sentimental event, but hey, it feels good to say, self, I forgive you for all your mishaps, for all those things that you haven't fulfilled, for all those things that you've done wrong. Then after that, I prayed to the Lord, Lord, help me forgive these people. I wanted to forgive them because I know for sure there are a lot of things that I've done as well that you doesn't like, that you hated me for that. Because yeah, we stumble in many ways according to James. And so that's it. In forgiveness, we forgive because it's natural to human being. And if you feel like it's not natural to you, like it's very hard for you to forgive, I am telling you, I've been on that shoe, and it's very troublesome, giving me a lot of burden, giving me a lot of things to, you know, regret, and living a life full of regret is very painful. Let go. Let it go. Admit it to yourself. that even yourself has done something wrong and you are not perfect and so are the others. Forgive those people instead of thinking about those things that they've done to you, those wrong things, those terrible things they've done to you, things that you don't accept. You have to change your perspective, recalibrate how you look at these people. You know, I believe that everyone has good in them. We were born with all the natural goodness within us. It's just that the world has corrupted us and we have allowed these negative perceptions to manifest in our life. So everyone, if you want to be forgiven, forgive other people as well. Think about your own mistakes as well. Forgive yourself first and then forgive the others so you could have a better life. We don't want to be bitter in life. We want to be better in life. Thank you for joining me on this episode. It is truly amazing to have you always. Thank you, and you have a great day.